1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
WKOK News Time, it is now 7:37. We have on the news line with us now Dr. Nicole Quinlan. Dr. Quinlan, thank you so much for calling in. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you too, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. Pediatric psychologist at Geisinger, talking about teen suicides. When you hear that there's an uptick in the number of teen suicides around here, what's your first thought? What pops into your head when you think that this is on the increase again?
Well, one of the first things that we wonder about is a bit of a contagion effect or
with WKOK Sports, I'm Robson.
Not that kids want to copy someone else, but if there are a number of children that have been suffering, that have been maybe thinking about this in the back of their head, and then they see a peer, someone like them, who's done this, it might spark them to, hey, maybe that really is the answer for all the suffering that I've been feeling. So that's one of our first worries. The other thing that we think about is what is going on right now that our teens are feeling this distress, that this even seems like a good option for them. What is going on in the community? What is going on locally and even more broadly that's maybe contributing to this?
All right. How do you, as a psychologist, advise that parents and schools talk about this contagion effect, this idea that it generally serves as a, it may serve as a trigger for others? How do you, as a psychologist, address that?
Well, I think one of the important things that parents, schools, any adults that have kids or teenagers and care about them need to do is talk with their adolescents, talk with their teenagers about this. There's absolutely no truth to the worry that if you bring up suicide, you talk about, you ask someone if they have ever thought about this, that you're going to then make them think about it. It's really important that adults talk with teens and ask them, hey, have you ever had thoughts like this? I want you to know that you're important to me. There's always a way out. Things can always get better. And suicide is not the answer. I need you to feel comfortable coming to me if you feel this way. So I think the important thing is that it really, the lines of communication really need to be opened up between kids and teens and parents and schools.
In answer to your observation, the question, what is going on in the community, what might be going on in the community that could contribute to teen suicide?
There can be lots of things that, may either directly impact teens or indirectly. So some of the indirect impacts, if a community is under stress, parents are under stress either economically or there are things kind of politically or culturally going on that affect adults. It affects teens too, even if we don't realize that. In schools, times of the year, so around finals, around midterms, report cards, times when kids may be learning that they're not doing so well, that they're failing, or teachers are talking to parents about troubles that kids are having in school, that can feel burdensome to teens who may not realize that there's a way to fix those problems. I know teens have talked about bullying as a significant stressor, and that can occur in schools, obviously. So there's lots of things that can either be going on in the teens' day-to-day lives or stressing families and adults that also cause stresses to teens.
Do you know if we have more teen suicide than we did years ago?
I think that we're hearing about it more. I think that we're having more conversations about it, which is a good thing. I think that sometimes with teens, the behaviors that teens engage in that are risky can sometimes lead to death. And there may be instances where teens have committed suicide, but we don't realize it. It looks like an accident. It looks like something unintentional. And only now, perhaps, as we're becoming more aware as a community and as a world about the things that teens are going through, we're realizing that some of these events that happen to teens may not have been accidental. So I'm not sure that there's an increase. It's just that we're having a greater awareness and communication about it.
What should parents watch out for?
Well, parents often know their teenagers best, even though at times, as parents, it may feel like you don't. But any significant changes in personality, changes in behavior, a kid who has been outgoing is suddenly withdrawn, A kid who's happy is now irritable all the time. Maybe they're not eating. Their sleep has changed. So any significant changes from what is normal for your teen is a warning sign that something's going on. Talking about suicide, mentioning thoughts about death, dying, comments that make it sound like they're saying goodbye or maybe won't be around very much longer, kind of statements like that should be taken seriously. If a teen says anything like that, parents should definitely be concerned and talk with them. If a kid or a teen has made a previous attempt to hurt themselves or to kill themselves in the past, they are definitely at more risk.
Right.
Impulsive behaviors, risky behaviors, substance use, that puts kids at risk because it often lowers inhibitions and lowers critical thinking. And so in the moment, they may do something that they would not have done when they were sober. And any big stress, a recent change, something that even though we as adults may not think is a big deal in a teenager's life, it could be failing a test, failing a class, breaking up with a girlfriend or boyfriend, even if it hadn't been a long relationship, losing a friendship. Those things are huge for teenagers, and something big in the life of a teenager who's already struggling is a sign that parents should be checking in.
All right, and for a young person that has those thoughts or has those behaviors, suicidal ideation, what do you say to that student?
The most important thing they need to do is talk to someone, anyone, preferably talking to an adult who might be in a position to help them. But don't keep those thoughts and those feelings to yourself. Often people don't talk to others about their thoughts because they're worried about the reaction. They're worried they're going to make someone upset. They're worried someone's going to think they're crazy. But teens need to know that the people around them care about them, and no matter what they're thinking or feeling, there's someone who can help them with that. And if they don't feel like they can go to a person in their lives, they can call the TAP line, a national suicide helpline, but tell someone. There's even a text option that teens can get hooked up with to have someone to talk to.
Ironically, you can connect with all of these things on social media, which I always think of, you know, maybe greasing the skids to some of these kids that are struggling. I think social media may help or exacerbate it, but that's where they can also find some solutions. So maybe just a little bit of irony there. I know you get involved and you are involved in some of the groups and task forces and meetings and so on that are trying to help schools and other public policymakers. Any suggestions for what schools can do and maybe if some of our lawmakers are listening, what can maybe a Harrisburg or a Washington do?
Yeah, you know, prevention of suicide is really important. We want to stop kids from attempting this. We need to stop this before it happens. And I think the most important prevention efforts really do focus on education and communication. Again, we need to not be afraid to talk directly about suicide, to not dance around the issue, to just say, this is what it is, this is what some people sometimes think and feel when they're really upset, and we need to talk to you about what you as teens can do to get help if you're feeling that way. It really needs to be openly discussed, and that's the one good thing I think is happening, is it's starting to be openly discussed. Schools can do that. Schools should have programs about that. I know, you know, there are community programs to help educate parents. Screening programs to identify at-risk teens can be helpful, and also efforts to, you know, talk about safety when it comes to access to things that could cause a child harm, firearms, prescription drugs. I mean, these are things that have to be kept safely in a home.
And we've heard several parents say that we need more mental health services in our schools. I know we have some there. What in your observation could be added to what might already be in schools?
Well, like I said, I think that screening programs to try and identify kids who maybe are at the beginning of stages of depression, who aren't all the way to where they're thinking things are hopeless and their life isn't worth living. So, and screening programs tend to be, although it seems like a large undertaking to screen everyone in the school, if you are looking to catch kids at the beginning, these can be just a couple of questions. Again, having talks, having classes with kids where it's just brought up openly, whether it's a health class, you know, even an English class, anything like that. I do agree mental health is very important, and we could always use more mental health services. And I think because kids are in schools most of the day for a good chunk of their lives, that's the place to reach them.
Should Geisinger and the CMSU and Northumberland County Mental Health have an office and a staffer at every high school?
Well, that would be an ideal, wonderful situation. One of the struggles that we have, not just in Pennsylvania, not just in this area, but nationwide, is the lack of access to mental health providers. We're out there. There are certainly not enough of us for every person who needs us. But I think, you know, in an ideal world, there would be a set person perhaps in every school. But I think that, you know, teachers, guidance counselors, again, can be trained to just talk with kids in the moment to help identify their needs and then take a step to, for the kids who may need more, who may need to come in to see a psychologist, you know, at Geisinger or a therapist at the mental health agency, to then direct them there. But I think that parents, teachers, no one should be afraid to bring this up and talk about it with kids. You don't have to be a mental health professional to reach out and say, hey, this is important. I want to know if you're thinking about this. I'm here to help you.
All right, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our discussion, please?
Now, again, it's communication, communication, communication. Kids and teens need to be able to have someone to talk to. And the one of the most important things that adults can say to them is, I'm here for you. Nothing you're going to tell me is going to make me freak out, and adults need to stay calm if teens say to them they're thinking about this, and to remind them that their life is worth living and things will get better.
Well, thank you so much. You have an open mic here anytime. I really appreciate you coming on. I know we jammed this into your already busy schedule, and you did some shuffling to make sure you could accommodate, so we very, very much appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Quinlan.
Oh, thank you. This is a very important topic.
Thank you, Dr. Nicole Quinlan, a pediatric psychologist at Geisinger. We've talked to her on a number of topics at Geisinger, and so she'll be back on the radio in the weeks and months ahead. We've been repeating, when we talk about the teen suicide, of which there have been several in our area lately, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. That's 273-8255, and their website is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. We are going to take a very short break here, and when we come back, we are going to glance at some of the news headlines of the day here on WDKOK.